In this bulletin, New South Wales records 136 new local COVID-19 cases. Australia's medical regulator approves the Pfizer COVID-19 jab for children aged 12 to 16. And in sport, the Tokyo Olympic Games opening ceremony just hours away. This is SBS News. I'm Sarah Carisbrook. New South Wales's Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant has labelled the COVID-19 outbreak in the state a national emergency. New South Wales has recorded 136 new local coronavirus cases, with 53 in the community while infectious. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced people living in the Cumberland and Blacktown local government areas will not be able to leave their home for work unless they're health and emergency workers or are on the authorised list of workers. She's calling for the federal government to refocus the nation's vaccination strategy and has urged people to have at least one dose of the vaccine.
What we've done as a government is refocus our efforts in distributing vaccines in southwest Sydney. We have a micro plan for how we will get not only more doses of AstraZeneca in arms, but we also have to acknowledge that that is a very young population in those communities, and we need at least more first doses of Pfizer. One thing that's become apparent during the last few weeks is that barely anybody with two doses of the vaccine is having acquired serious illness. The vaccines are working.
Victoria has recorded 14 new local coronavirus cases, all linked to the current outbreak. 10 of the new cases were in quarantine throughout their entire infectious period, with one of the other four cases still to be interviewed. The lockdown is currently scheduled to end at 11:59pm on Tuesday, after being extended by a week. One new COVID-19 case has been detected in Queensland, a Qantas flight attendant who's been on multiple flights across the state. The Brisbane woman has tested positive for the Delta variant. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says she was possibly infectious from July 11. She crewed six flights between Brisbane, Gladstone, Longreach and Hervey Bay between the 11th and 13th. Mr. Miles says it's urgent passengers on those flights get tested as soon as possible.
Given this is some time ago, if we can get all of the passengers tested, that will give a picture of whether there is a greater risk here than we're currently aware of. There may be more contact locations during the day as health and police continue to talk to the person involved.
Australia's medical regulator has approved the use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in children aged 12 to 16. Health Minister Greg Hunt has confirmed the decision by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. He's told Channel 9 he hopes to roll out the vaccine to children in that age group this year.
The United States is currently vaccinating 12 to 15 year olds, and we have followed the medical processes throughout. And so that's why first step, Therapeutic Goods Administration, that's a green light. Second step, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, they're expected to make a consideration. But right now, this vaccine is being used in the US for 12 to 15 year olds. And so they'll make that careful consideration. And if it's a double green light, then we'll make sure that it's available.
State and territory leaders will discuss current outbreaks as well as the next stages of the vaccine rollout when National Cabinet meets this afternoon. The federal government's COVID Shield plan will be on the agenda. It's set to detail how the rollout will work once Australia receives more deliveries of mRNA-style vaccines. The meeting will also cover business support payments, international passenger arrivals, and the next stage of the review being conducted into the hotel quarantine system. To sport, and the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympic Games will kick off at 9pm Australian Eastern Standard Time amid a state of emergency in the Japanese capital. Countries are sending fewer athletes to participate in the Parade of Nations, and only 150 of the 950 dignitaries attending will be Japanese. Everyone else has been asked to watch from home. In a video message, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has thanked the people of Japan for hosting the Games.
The Olympic spirit brings out humanity's best, teamwork and solidarity, talent, tolerance. It inspires and unifies us in troubled times. Every athlete in Tokyo has overcome enormous obstacles and demonstrated great determination. If we bring that same energy to our global challenges, we can achieve anything. Peace, a clean, green, thriving planet, a better, more equal world rooted in supporting the most vulnerable and leaving no one behind. Let us race together to that future. United Nations is honored to be your teammate every step of the way.
And now for a look at weather. Perth showers and 18 degrees. Adelaide a shower or 2 and 14. Melbourne possible early shower 11. Hobart partly cloudy 13. Canberra rain at times 10 degrees. Wollongong a possible shower 17. Sydney much the same, 17 degrees as well. Newcastle also a possible shower and 18. Brisbane a shower or 2, 21. Cairns mostly sunny 28. Darwin sunny 31 degrees. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.